You gotta love football season. The hits, the INTs, and the touchdowns. Now you can follow the Denver Broncos with Comcast On Demand Channel 1. Just click on the Sports and Fitness category, then find NFL Network and select Broncos Zone for the Mike Shanahan Show, Broncos Classics, and more on your favorite NFL team. You can play, pause, and rewind all of the programs for free with your Comcast digital cable subscription. Find the Denver Broncos with the NFL Network On Demand and Comcast.
Start off-season training already?
Time goes fast. I mean, we're happy to all be here, get the taste from last season out of our mouth as soon as possible.
Have you been working out?
Oh, yeah. I've been about 3 or 4 times a week. I took a week off after our loss. And after that, about 3 or 4 times a week, try to stay in shape. It's easier to stay in shape than to try to get in shape.
So you're not the type of player who's going to vomit the first time.
We just came in from the run now, and if you go out there, you can see a couple people's breakfasts and lunches. None of mine, though, fortunately. I kept mine down.
Talk about your reaction, obviously, to the Jay Blight signing and how you see your role coming into this year and how you're preparing.
Well, honestly, that's a question for some decision makers. All I can do is what I've been doing, and I mean, I fully expect to find a way to get on the field and make plays like I've done the first 2 years. And I don't think much was expected of me as a rookie, and I still found a way to perform. And last year, the same thing, still found a way. So this is a great addition for our team, which we're excited about. And it's just another, as far as I'm concerned, just another obstacle that I have to get past to find a way to get on the team and or get on the field and contribute to the success of this season.
And obviously, you see yourself contributing more than just situations like we talked about.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel that I've proven that I'm a quality player, and I'm still getting better, and I feel that I'll be one of the better players in my position in this league when I fully reach my potential. But as far as it's not up to me, I can just go out and play and show the coaches that I deserve to be on the field, and hopefully they'll recognize it, and I'll get out there and continue to make the type of plays I've been making thus far.
As a competitor, from the day the trade was made, it was Champ and Dre Blight. Best duo of corners in the NFL. It wasn't like he's got to come in and beat out Dominique, who was penciled in at least as a starter, unfortunately, for Darren's loss. But did that had to get you a little bit, because you are a competitive guy, and you're like, wait a minute, what about me?
I'm a competitive guy, but I've been around long enough to know that all that is, no offense, but it's media, jazz. I mean, they need something sensational to write about, and I mean, what better to write about than Champ and Dre, the best corners in the league, and they're that tandem is pretty good, but I think there's another corner on this team. We could be the best three in the league, but I mean, that's not as fun to write about. So like I said, it's not up to me. I'll just step out and do my part, and whenever it's called upon, like I said, in my rookie year, I think I was the 6th corner on the depth chart, but by week 4 I was starting. So crazy things happen, but I'll be ready when my opportunity comes.
We've had a chance to talk to you guys this offseason. It was obviously a little brutal offseason and team had to deal with. I don't know if today it's still kind of kicking in today. And I know for you, especially, you lost a very close friend. What's it been like for you personally?
It's wonderful to be back, to be honest with you. It's just a little bit of normalcy. It helps. And to be around people who you know cared about the individual just as much as you did, it's nice. And it wasn't a somber mood at all. I think we're all happy to be back and happy to be together. And I think the mourning process goes on for a while. And like I've said before, we're never going to let his name be forgotten around here. And I don't know how long I'll be here, but as long as I'm here, that's something that I'll bring up as much as I can.
Seeing those two lockers, you walk in that locker room, especially, I mean, you face Aaron, since I know Damien's down the way. But
right.
I've seen that every day.
No, I mean, the locker is just a locker. I think they've already been filled with new players, so I mean, that's not any tougher. I think it'll be tougher when we go to do team things together and position stuff and just places where you expect to see them. Because in the off season, you don't expect to see Darren or Damien too much, but now we expect to see them, and it's hard. It's a voice that is always there is not there anymore, so it's painful.
Dominique, the way this team has been so aggressive in the offseason going after people, as you're sitting there watching every day, they're signing a new player, they're doing this, they're doing that, can you kind of give us your reaction to that, especially because of the way last season ended on a bit of a sour note. It just seems like this team has been much more forthright than any team in changing up this roster or bringing something new to them.
Well, I think we underachieved significantly last year, and I think that was the feeling of the coaching staff and the city and the entire organization. So I think all this activity in the offseason is a testament to what we expect from our team and what we expect from the players here. So, I mean, that only excites the players. When you bring in and you show that that people upstairs have a commitment and they want to make the team as good as possible, we like to see that.
Were you shocked with all the stuff going on with Al? I mean, to have some people say, you see some of the paper, the coaches said that, you know, he may not be what we're looking for in defense. To hear that about that. Leader of that defense, the captain?
Well, it's a wake-up call to everybody. It tells you that everybody's expendable in this business, and the business part of the game comes before the team and the unity part in many instances, especially that one, because I don't think you can find anybody in this organization to say a bad thing about Al's character or him as a man, and I don't think anybody in this organization will say that we're better off without his personality around. But because of whatever reasons, they felt that we'd be better off going in a different direction. And that was one of the things that came up today. As much as we missed D. Will, for obvious reasons, we missed having Al around, and a lot of people brought that up today.
Have you had a chance to talk to
him? I haven't. When things like this are going on, just as a player, you know how many calls that another player may be receiving and how hectic it is. So I'll probably give him a call when everything cools out and he knows what's going on, and just to tell him how much he meant to me and my maturation and how much he meant to this organization.
I mean, it's only one day. Is he gone as far as the players are concerned, or are you guys right now saying we don't know if we're going to see him?
Well, he's gone as far as today. He wasn't here today, so we all missed him today. So, like I said, we just play. We show up and run the schemes that we're told, and all that off-the-field stuff is out of our hands. So, I mean, that's a question for somebody else, but we'll miss him, and we miss him already.
Here's a player hoping he can come back, that everything
can be. You mean like Al?
Al.
Oh, well, I mean, like I said, I haven't spoken to him, but I know he has a lot of friends here, and we definitely hope that he could be a part of this team somehow, but it's out of our hands.
So we're on the breakdown.
Well, Al wasn't always the guy before, but it's a little rotation action. But, I mean, one thing we're not short of on this team is strong personalities and leaders. So it'll take a lot of people, but, I mean, the role will be filled.
Commissioner Goodell,
a couple more guys
last week as far as the player conduct code. What were some of the things that you said to
him? Well, that's something that I feel passionate about because the stereotypes of we want to fight off those stereotypes that other professional leagues have. And it means a lot to me personally because I think I do a lot of work off the field and in order to lift the image of players. And I think most players are like me and they're interested in community service and interested in doing the right things. But I think just the small segment of society, of our NFL society, that kind of steps out of line. I mean, those stories are more sensational, and it gets more media, and it kind of sheds a bad light on us. And as far as, and given what had happened here, player safety is all mixed in with the conduct, and that's all stuff that I feel really strongly about. Darren's a close friend of mine. Damian, obviously, his was not conduct-related, but those sorts of things are important to me as a player, and it's important to the entire league. So, I mean, I feel it's my responsibility, or I like to think that it's my responsibility to speak up and stand for what the players believe in.